Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm actually a big supporter of this. I mean, there's probably no perfect solution, but I think this at least gives these communities a chance to find a bit of a baseline and then eventually to work out their problems and move forward. How's it going so far?
Yeah, well, that's the absolute intent of what we're trying to achieve. And I've been up here for the last 24 hours just trying to come to grips with how it's going on the ground. And certainly the feedback that I'm getting is that it's going as well as we possibly could have hoped for at this stage. Now, it's still relatively early days, but we know, for example, that the Sobering Up Centre in Wyndham has got 30% fewer admissions. The ambulance drivers last night were telling me that there's been a decline of about a third in the number of call-outs that they've had in the month of August compared to the comparable month last year. More food is being sold at the supermarkets. The streets are quieter. So all of this is terrific early evidence. Obviously, we'll be tracking the harder data over the months ahead to make firm conclusions.
The critics say it's hard to evaluate because you're also spending a lot of money to improve and increase support services for the community. So I guess the criticism is, how do you determine what benefits being derived from the card and what's coming from increased services looking at these issues?
The two things go hand in glove. The card itself is designed to limit the amount of cash which is available to spend on alcohol particularly. While with the services, and we've got very targeted services, are there to assist people get off their addictions if indeed they are addicted to drugs or alcohol. So the intent of this trial was always to have those two things operating in parallel. And really you can't separate out the two. They're joined at the hip, and we hope that collectively this trial will have a demonstrable impact on reducing some of the very significant social harm which is caused by welfare-fueled alcohol abuse particularly. I mean, as many of your listeners will know, alcohol is the absolute poison that runs through some of these places. The local coppers up here tell me that, you know, 80 to 85% of all of the problems is alcohol-related. The domestic violence problems, the assault problems, the child neglect problems, is alcohol related, and nearly all of that alcohol is being purchased using the taxpayer dollar through the welfare system, and that's what we're trying to tackle.
I guess it's easy to characterise this as paternalism, but there are communities across Australia, and not just Indigenous ones, where there isn't the ability to self-determine. There needs to be some help from the state. Is that your position?
Well, our position up here as well is this has very much been a trial which has been done in cooperation with the Indigenous leadership up here.
Yeah.
And I've just been meeting with a group of the Indigenous leaders this morning as well, and this has been a joint exercise, and they've been with us in lockstep every single step of the way and have co-designed the trial with us. And I really take my hat off, to be honest, to those Indigenous leaders who are showing tremendous courage and leadership in wanting to get on top of some of the alcohol problems in their community. They themselves know that things can't continue the way that they were going, that too many babies were born with fetal alcohol disorder, that too many women were being bashed. So they're taking the initiative, and we're absolutely backing them 100% of the way.
And it's a difficult position for the elders, because I'm sure they're getting pushback from people who say, come on, we're going back to the old days of the state, deciding how we live our lives. But as you say, if they're seeing the need for this, they're prepared to stand up to the criticism as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. So, you know, you've got key leaders up here like Ian Trust, a very well-regarded leader, and indeed one of the great Indigenous leaders in the nation now. And he really has been leading the charge publicly and with his community to say, you know, this is something that is worthwhile giving a go to get on top of these alcohol problems, because we simply can't continue the way we have been going. Otherwise, we'll just continue to have a social decline and some of those appalling social conditions will continue.
That's right. Certainly, it's a new way of looking at this, and the card itself obviously probably has a few little bugs and things. I mean, there are potential routes available, I guess, where people might be able to barter their card to get cash from somebody else to buy grog. I mean, are you seeing there's some little fine-tuning that might need to be done?
Yeah, the nature of the trial is that we can be nimble along the way, and so if there's any issues that arise, we can quickly fix those up as we go. Now, it has been one of our concerns is that some people will try to get around the system, and that's almost inevitable that some people will try to do that. And we can try to close those loopholes as we go. But my overall message as well is that we can't let perfect be the enemy of good. And there's demonstrable good which is coming out of these trials in terms of, you know, some of those things I was talking about before. And that's what we're keeping our eye on, reducing that the very significant social harm in the community, even if there are a few people who are trying to be unscrupulous and get around the system.
Sure, and I mean, you're coming up against a serious organised crime type operation, bringing grog into these communities. Of course they're going to try to rot this card, but tell me, have there been some fixes along the way to address the things that are coming up in the trial?
Yeah, they have. I mean, there's an example, for example, in the post office, which for some reason the card wasn't working for the bill pay function, and I don't know why that occurred, but that was brought to our attention. We were able to fix that very quickly and get on with the job. Other little things like that will come up from time to time, and the nature of the trial is that they get identified early, we fix them, and that we move on.
So 3 months in, obviously it's a 12-month trial. You sound pretty optimistic, Minister.
I am. The trial is going as well as I possibly could have hoped for at this stage. We've got another good trial going on in Ceduna in South Australia, and we're getting similar type of results, early results, there as well. Now, I don't want to be overly confident, because sometimes you see things where you get some good early results and then they dissipate over time, and I hope that doesn't happen here. You know, we need to get on top of the alcohol problem in this community, and it's a collective effort by the Indigenous leadership, by the local community, the state government and federal government. And there's a lot of goodwill to make that happen. We feel as if we've got a tool to assist with this, and all of us are working hard to try to break the back of it.
Yeah. Are there any experiences or conversations you've had while you've been there in Kununurra that give you some confidence, that show that this is working? Because, I mean, this is ultimately about supporting the women and the children who are so often
Absolutely.
The targets of this sort of abuse.
Absolutely. In fact, I was just having a chat with the local store managers of the one of the local supermarkets here, and they've been managing that store for 6 years now, and so know a lot of the families coming in and out of their store. And they were reporting to me that they're seeing all of a sudden these families have larger baskets of goods which they're purchasing at their supermarket, and they can very clearly see that. Whereas previously they might have had a few items, and you know, maybe the unhealthy items.
Yep.
Now they're coming in and buying a full basket of goods, and so that they know the kids are being fed, and there's going to be meals on the table. So it's very heartening to get those sort of little pieces of anecdotal evidence. Speaking to the, you know, St John's Ambulance guys last night, bunch of volunteers who do the night shift, and they're sort of saying they're seeing a calmer community. There's fewer drunken people out on the streets and in the parks, and indeed that their call out to 30% lower this time of year compared to this time last year. So all good little pieces of information which we're compiling. Over time we'll have stronger, harder evidence about, for example, the hospital admissions rate, the assault rates, some of that harder data, which we hope heads in the right direction as well. We just haven't got that just yet.
Yes. This is a 12-month trial. If it's successful and the card is instituted permanently, would it be for a specified period? Is there a desire eventually for these communities to return to some form of self-determination, self-discipline?
Listen, we just haven't made those decisions yet. We're a few months into the trial here. It's due to finish next April, May, and we'll have to make some decisions in the not-too-distant future about is this successful and is this worth planning for it to continue on. And equally, we'll have to make some decisions that if the trials are successful, do we roll it out in other areas across the country? And this is exercising my mind at the moment, but we just haven't made those decisions, and we do want to just see it in operation for a little bit longer yet to get that harder data, to be assured that, yes, this is something, it is a tool that is working, that can help break the some of that very serious harm that occurs from excessive alcohol consumption, but we're just not quite there yet.
Well, this has been a problem a long time in the making, so there's no need to make hasty decisions that we'll have to live with. Thanks for your time, Minister.
No, thank you very much.
That